This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu has said India is emerging as a hub for affordable medical tourism and doctors are playing a pivotal role in this progress. She was addressing a convocation ceremony of AIIMS, Mangalagiri in Andhra Pradesh today. President Murmu praised the medical profession as a path to serving humanity. She advised doctors to focus on service orientation, continuous learning and research. She also advocated health care for all. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to power, road, railway and water worth more than 46,300 crore rupees in Jaipur. Mr. Modi today participated in the celebrations organized to mark the completion of 1 year of the Bhajan Lal Sharma government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated 9 projects worth more than 11,000 crore rupees, which include 7 projects of the central government and 2 projects of the state government. He laid the foundation stone of 15 projects worth more than 35,300 crore rupees. These projects also include the Parvati Kali Sindh Chambal Link project, which is important for Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. The bills related to One Nation, One Election have been introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Opposition sought division of votes as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the motion to introduce the Constitution, 129 Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 in the House. 269 members have voted in favour of the introduction of the bill and 198 against it. Opposition parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Shiv Sena, UBT, CPIM and others opposed the introduction of the bills, terming it as an attack on the basic structure of the Constitution. They demanded to send the bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. Mr. Meghwal rejected the opposition party's allegations, saying that these bills are not against the basic structure of the Constitution. He proposed to send these bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC. The Rajya Sabha today resumed a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Participating in the discussion, Leader of the House and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said, India is not just the largest democracy, but the mother of democracy. He said, as per Indian ethos, democracy comprises freedom, acceptability, equality and inclusivity, allowing citizens to lead dignified lives. JDU leader and Union Minister Ramnath Thakur hit out at the opposition Congress, saying it imposed emergency and attacked the Constitution. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2024-2025. The government sought approval of Parliament to authorise gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, it involves a net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debts, liabilities and interest rates. The House also gave its nod to the appropriation bill to authorise payment and appropriation of certain sums from the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2024-25. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the devastation caused by Cyclone Chido in Mayotte, France. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended his thoughts and prayers with the victims and their families. He said India stands in solidarity with France and is ready to extend all possible assistance. In France's Mayotte, at least 22 people died and over 1,400 people were injured so far due to Cyclone Chido. Rescue operations are underway. In women's cricket, the second T20 international match between India and West Indies is underway at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai. India was 6-1 in 1.3 overs when reports last came in, as West Indies women won the toss and elected to bowl first. In the series open on Sunday, India thrashed the visitors with a convincing 49 runs victory at the same venue. The West Indies women's team is currently on a tour to India, where they will play 3 T20 internationals on 3 one-day internationals. In cricket, India narrowly avoided follow-on against host Australia in the third test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. On day 4, India managed to avoid the follow-on as Jasprit Bumrah and Akash Deep held firm and ended the day at 252 for 9. And that is the end of this news bulletin.